Welcome to the Imagine Momcast. This is Elaine Kohanowitz, and you've come to the right place for moms if you're looking for real talk, real help, and real fun. This summer, my kids and I had a great time going to our first amusement/water park with season passes. This is the first year we've had them, and we went like 10 or 12 times, so we've kind of become experts. So I'm going to give you 7 must-haves for your amusement water park trip that will make your next adventure as smooth as the water slide. So stay tuned. Okay, let's dive right in. Tip number 1, take a small backpack. Remember, you're going to be carrying this backpack all day, so you want to make sure it's small. I have one that's black, and it's probably like 9 inches by 12 inches. It also has at least semi-wide straps. I wouldn't recommend the ones that just have the strings because you're going to be carrying it for so long they can start to cut into your arms, especially if you're only wearing a swimsuit or something light like a small t-shirt, which is most likely what you're going to be wearing since it will probably be hot when you're out there. So make sure it's small, make sure it has some wider straps. I would recommend one that has a few compartments. Mine has a main compartment, and then it has a little zipper compartment in the back, and then it has a Velcro compartment in the front. I would like it if I had one with a water bottle holder on the side. So if you can get one like that, I would recommend that as well. But I use the little zipper pocket in the back to keep my valuables in, and more information on that soon on what you should carry. Also, in the front pocket, I keep my cell phone, but you can keep it in your back pocket of your pants or shorts as well. One other tip about your backpack, if you get tired of carrying it on your back, you can carry it on your front. You actually see people around the park doing this sometimes. It kind of takes a strain off your back for a while and it becomes your little backpack baby. So if you want to do that, that's a great way to change it up. Okay, tip 2, your essential valuables. I only take what I need. So what I take is my credit card, my debit card, my driver's license, our season passes, my phone, and the car keys. Now, all the cards and the keys go into the little secret-ish zipper pocket inside my backpack. The phone goes in the front pocket, like I said, or I put it in my back pocket. And if you want to keep it closer to you, you could actually wear some shorts or pants that have a zipper pocket. So that would work as well. One quick tip. If you have your backpack with you and you're going to go on a ride, one thing you can do is you can set your pack down inside the gate around the ride. Just make sure you don't set it right near the fence or the entrance where someone could grab it. But it's really pretty safe on the ground while you're riding the ride. And then when you get off, you can just pick it back up. Tip number 3. Get a waterproof cell phone holder. If you go on Amazon, you can type in waterproof phone pouch and it'll bring up a lot of different options and they work great. I've gotten them and they're totally waterproof. They seal at the top and you can actually use your phone while it's in the pouch. They're see-through and they're created so that you can still use your fingers through the plastic and it'll work to take pictures, call people, look up your phone numbers, or whatever you need to do on your phone. You can also put your credit cards in there, but just make sure that they're not facing to where people can see the numbers. You wouldn't be able to fit your keys, but you can fit one key in there, so if you want to do that, you can put all that in there, and it hangs on a lanyard around your neck, so you have your valuables with you all the time, everywhere you go, even when you're in the water. Now, I like to wear mine across my body instead of around my neck just because it takes some of the pressure off my neck, but you can do it however you want and they work really great and it's perfect, so I definitely recommend getting one of those. Tip number 4, bring a towel and or a jacket depending on the weather. When we go to the amusement park, we have both a season pass for the regular park and the water parks, and most amusement parks these days your passes are good for both. So it's pretty typical, especially on a summer day, that you're probably going to go to both parks. Now, when we go, we don't usually go back to our car. So we just take one small towel or like one regular beach size towel that we put in our backpack, and that's it. It's usually hot, so we can pretty much drip dry, but we have that towel to wipe off our faces or anything else that comes up. Another trick you could do, if you don't want to do that, is go to the regular amusement park in the morning and then go back and have lunch at your car. And then while you're doing that, you can pick up your bag of towels and hit the water park in the afternoon when it's hot. So we've done that a few times as well. On the other hand, if it's a bit cooler out and you're not doing the water park, don't forget to bring a jacket. You can always tie it around your waist if you get hot, but it's better to have it if you get cold because it's pretty uncomfortable otherwise. Tip number 5, food and water. Of course, this is a must because most likely you're going to be at the amusement and water park for a long time. So the first most important thing is don't forget a water bottle. You should be able to refill them around the park for free, just with water. Some parks do require you to only bring in a clear water bottle, sometimes unopened. So make sure you check ahead. You can look online at the amusement park's website, and they usually have the rules for how to get in. Most parks have an option to buy a refillable cup if you want to refill with soda or Gatorade or lemonade all day. They're pretty pricey, but they can be worth it, especially if you all want to share. When we go, we don't usually eat in the park. What we do is we bring little snacks in our backpack. Something that won't melt, like we bring bags of chips or beef sticks or granola bars. If you do want to bring something that you need to keep cold, we've done this before, like cheese sticks, you can put them in a soft lunch box and then just stick them in your little backpack. And the more you eat, the lighter your backpack gets, which is great. Then when we're done, we just stop for fast food at the end of the day, and that's a lot cheaper. Another way you can do it, if you want to save money, is how I mentioned before. Just go to one park in the morning, go back to your car, and eat lunch there. We've done that before. Just brought a cooler and a sack lunch, and that's really fun. And then once you're done, then you just leave it all in the car, so you never have to pack any of it. And then you go to the other water park or however you want to mix it up in the afternoon. Now, of course, if this is like your, you know, big amusement park day of the year and you want to really do it up, there's always going to be plenty of great food choices in the park. So you can even add food, special food options to your ticket when you get your ticket. So that's always available, and that can be a special treat. Okay, there's a few things that I didn't mention in your essential gear, because this kind of depends on whether you're going to the water park. But if you are going to the water park, there's a few things I would recommend. First, if you just wear your swimsuit under your clothes or as your shorts if you're a boy, it's a lot easier. You don't have to change and you don't have to pack anything. Also, don't forget that you have to have sunscreen. Unless you don't, of course. But I'm super light skinned and so are my kids. So that's definitely essential, and we just put it in our small backpack. Most water parks have life jackets of all sizes, so don't worry about bringing those, but do check ahead on their website just in case. And I feel like a hat and sunglasses is a definite must, not only in the regular park, but in the water park as well. And I just go right into the water with my hat and sunglasses on. My cap gets wet, it gets soaked, and it's no big deal. It just dries right off. So don't forget those really important things, and your trip will go a lot better. Last but not least, if you have little ones, a stroller, of course, is a definite must. And it's actually really handy because you can carry more with it and you don't have to pack it on your shoulders. It's great for storage, for naps, for shade. So all around, you definitely want to bring your stroller. Even if you have older, a little bit older kids, toddlers, or even like 3, 4, 5-year-olds, it can be really handy. I've noticed that some people bring those collapsible wagons as well, so that could work too. Don't forget diapers, swim diapers, snacks, milk, wipes, small toys, basically anything that you would normally carry with your kiddo. A little water bottle with a fan on it is also a great tool to cool off a little one, and they would really like playing with it. They usually have soft blades that are made out of foam so they can't hurt themselves, and it's really fun. So those are the things that I would recommend for your stroller. So those are our 7 tips. I hope this helps you and you have a fantastic time with your family at your next trip to the amusement or water park or both. Stay tuned for our next episode.